With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Trump told supporters at his Atlanta rally yesterday when he is elected, he'll put an end to the Biden economy and to the border crisis.
When we win, you will rapidly see a brand new Trump economic boom. It's going to be booming like it was 4 years ago. With your vote, inflation will stop. The illegal aliens will be turned back. They're not coming in. We got to stop them.
And the former president has agreed to debate Harris on Wednesday, September 4th. So far, however, Harris has not said if she will take part. Also at SRNnews.com, political commentator Ben Domenech says Kamala Harris has become the presumptive Democratic nominee. The Biden-friendly mainstream media has changed its tone from a year ago.
There were multiple articles, columns in the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere saying that the number one thing that Joe Biden needed to do to ensure his reelection was to replace her.
He says the Biden-friendly mainstream press has done a 180 in its coverage of Harris.
Instead, now, of course, those same publications are just going to be lauding her to the nth degree and pretending as if she is the best politician out there, and they're already doing it.
Domenech was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. A tropical depression in the Gulf of Mexico strengthening to Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center says the storm now has a maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour as it moves toward Florida. Among the Russians freed in this week's historic exchange of prisoners between Russia and the West was a Russian-born freelance journalist from Spain who had been based in Poland since 2019. He had worked for Spanish news agency EFE, The Voice of America, and other outlets. Among Warsaw-based reporters, Pablo Gonzalez was known as a sociable man who liked to drink and in the wee hours of the morning. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President Harris has made an appearance on a popular drag TV show.
Harris taped a cameo video appearance on the season finale of RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars. In a direct appeal to the LGBTQ community, the vice president said, quote, "Each day we're seeing our rights and freedoms under attack, including the right of everyone to be who they are and love who they love, openly and with pride." Harris, who was joined by several LGBTQ icons on set, urged Americans to vote. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The Salvation Army is providing emergency disaster relief in Alberta, Canada, where a massive wildfire decimated the town of Jasper. Some 25,000 people were forced to flee their homes, and about one-third of the town's structures have been destroyed. Salvation Army teams providing meals to law enforcement officers as well as several hundred wildfire evacuees. This is SRN News. Experts say air conditioning is no longer a luxury, but something that is needed when temperatures soar. Texas A&M University scientist Andrew Dessler says it's the people who don't have access to air conditioning who pay the ultimate price in extremely hot weather.
It's people that live the hot life. These are the ones who are dying. People that work outside. People that can't air condition their house. They have one window air conditioner for their bedroom. That's their air conditioning. And so the rest of their house is really hot. It's really quite grim.
Patricia Solis, executive director of the Knowledge Exchange for Resilience at Arizona State University, says in Arizona's Maricopa County, nearly 25% of heat-related deaths are due to insufficient cooling in mobile homes, trailers, and RVs.
That's because they're exposed to the elements. More so than other types of housing.
In Maricopa County last year, there were 156 indoor heat-related deaths, often in homes without electricity. More details at SRNnews.com.